This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, February 15th. Well, we've had a lot of economic news, so let me just kind of get to it here. The consumer price report on Tuesday was disappointing. And the reason it was disappointing is owner's equivalent rent was up 0.7%. That's half the CPI. And that's why the CPI is not decelerating as fast as some of us hoped, because whatever's going on in the real estate market, it's not showing up in owner's equivalent rent. And that's unfortunate. The other thing is food and energy prices obviously resurged in the consumer price report. So if we exclude food and energy, the core CPI is still rising 0.4%, higher than economists expected. And again, a lot of it's owner's equivalent rent. But folks, although inflation has declined for 7 straight months, the rate of decline is starting to level off. So that is disappointing. And that means that inflation may be here to stay. And that might explain why the 10-year Treasury bond yield's 3.77. And there's now fears of more Fed rate hikes. The retail sales report today reinforced that. Now, before we get too excited, this was obviously the biggest surge in retail sales since March of 2001. But a 3% increase in retail sales after two horrible months in November, December is grossly distorted. Obviously, there were a lot of clearance sales that consumers worked on. There was an 8.7% increase in Social Security checks to 70 million people. It was a very interesting report. And every category rose, every single one. Not one category declined. But this is kind of like the payroll report. There's a lot of seasonal adjustments out there. And the weather's been mild for much of the U.S. in January, so that artificially boosts everything. So I'm going to be glad to get through reports that are not exaggerating what's going on because of seasonal adjustments. But there's no doubt that January had very strong seasonal adjustments that artificially boosted payroll, artificially boosted retail sales, okay? But now it'll be interesting to see what the Fed's going to do, because based on the latest economic data we have, they're going to keep raising rates. And that's very disappointing to me because I think that, they're – whatever they're doing isn't working, okay? And the Fed knows it can't fight food and energy inflation, but the inflation in services and things like rent and things is disturbing. Okay, so the market's going to back and fill on this news. A lot of our energy stocks are giving back their spectacular gains from last week. And the one I probably should discuss with you guys is Devon. Devon Energy is a dividend stock. You know, it yields 8.5%. They're big in natural gas. They like a lot of energy stocks, they also produce crude oil. But they had a shutdown for a couple weeks, okay, and because of the severe winter weather that hit them. And so it was unfortunate, and they missed slightly. But, it has an 8.5% dividend yield. And they did increase their dividend. So, if you're a growth investor, you're upset with Devon. And if you're a dividend investor, you're probably not as upset. So, the bottom line is natural gas prices are low and it's starting to affect some stocks. But the weather was the main reason why Devon missed analysts' expectations. So that's unfortunate, but again, boosted its dividend. We'll see how it bounces here, but it is down sharply today, and we do own the stock. Okay, so what else is going on? We've had some interesting news on the EV front. Ford this week announced that it's doing a big deal with China's CATL to do iron phosphate batteries. If we are going to get EV prices down, we have to use iron phosphate batteries. They're a lot cheaper than lithium ion. They don't use the nickel or the cobalt. And They're heavier and less efficient, but they're a lot cheaper. So I think the fact that Ford's making this alliance with CATL is very, very important, because it'll allow them to do what Tesla does, which is make cars with iron phosphate batteries. That's what they do in China. And a lot of those vehicles are exported to Europe. Again, the range isn't as far, but the cars are a lot cheaper. But unfortunately, Ford also announced that they had to shut the shipments of the F-150 Lightning down because of a potential battery issue. Now, right now, the main battery suppliers of Ford are LG Energy Solutions and SK. These are Korean companies. They make predominantly lithium-ion batteries. So I'm personally a little curious what's going on. So that's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens. So Ford is ahead of GM in the EV race. GM does not have an iron phosphate solution, so GM will not be able to get all the batteries that Ford's going to get, again, because of the supply of nickel and cobalt. It's as simple as that. So so it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. Otherwise, we're nearing the end of earnings season. This is the trough of earnings. The markets are going to continue to oscillate more and more. So I don't want you to get upset with daily gyrations. I just want you to be aware that we're going to be oscillating for a bit. So what was up last week could be down this week and vice versa. But I do expect that, earnings will continue to drive the market. The analyst guidance is extremely important right now. You know, you can come out with great earnings, but if you give sloppy guidance, your stock can get hit. But by and large, we've had a very good earnings announcement season, over 90% win rate. So that has me very, very happy. And I would encourage you to hang on and ride through a lot of these bumps. I do expect that as the spring weather comes, you'll see the demand for fossil fuels rise. And that's going to really help boost crude oil prices. We did have a report today from the Energy Information Administration. Gasoline inventories remain elevated, but the inventory of diesel continues to fall. So that diesel supply glut that we had all last year is still persisting. A lot of this is just because the U.S. is making diesel from green sources like animal waste and organic matter, and they just can't make as much of it as they did when they made it from oil. So the green diesel push is what's causing the shortage of diesel in America. So whether that's right or wrong, that's where we're at, and that gets in all the supply chains because all the trucks run on diesel by and large. So otherwise, that's about all that's going on. Hang in there, folks. It does get bumpy this time of year, but the bottom line is we have to watch the bond market. Tomorrow we're going to have the producer price index. We're going to be able to see if there's inflation on the service side there. There has been in the past, and we want to see if it cools off. If it does cool off, it could help the market get excited. So let's just let all the economic tea leaves come out, and we'll sort everything through. But again, as always, our best defense remains a strong offense, a fundamentally superior stocks with very strong sales and earnings. And so I think we're in good shape. But I'll keep fine-tuning the portfolios as needed here. And that's about that. So I'll keep talking to you during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louie Nevelier.